This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The United States' 20-year presence in Afghanistan is over. A senior Taliban official told VOA that the last U.S. military flights left the international airport in Kabul just after midnight local time. The White House and the Pentagon said that as of early Monday, a total of 116,700 people have been evacuated following the Taliban's takeover of Afghanistan in August. That number includes some 1,200 people flown out on 26 U.S. military flights and two coalition flights from Sunday into Monday. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters Monday that some 6,000 Americans have left Afghanistan, but she said there are still a small number who have yet to make it out. Psaki added, "We are continuing to work to evacuate American citizens." She also said, "Our commitment is enduring, even as we bring our men and women from the military home." Psaki denied reports that the U.S. evacuation of Afghan partners, including special immigrant visa applicants, stopped after last Thursday's suicide bombing. That attack was claimed by Islamic State's Afghanistan branch, and the bombing killed at least 169 Afghans and 13 U.S. service members. Both the White House and the Pentagon described the conditions on the ground during the final hours of the U.S. military-led evacuation as both fluid and dangerous. Those hours were highlighted by an overnight rocket attack on the Kabul airport. The Islamic State in Afghanistan also claimed that attack, and no one was injured as far as we know so far. You can follow the proceedings in Afghanistan at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Strong winds and rain from Tropical Storm Ida swept through parts of U.S. southern states on Monday after leaving a trail of destruction, flooding, and power outages in Louisiana. Ida was a Category 4 hurricane when it made landfall on a barrier island of Louisiana on Sunday. It remained a Category 4 with winds as high as 240 kilometers per hour for several hours as it hovered near New Orleans, and eventually it knocked out power to the entire city. One death has been reported so far, but Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says he expects the death toll to increase, to use his word, considerably, as search and rescue efforts continue. He said there remains a lot of debris, downed power lines, fallen trees, and standing water, all of which are hindering rescue efforts in the hardest-hit communities. More than a million households in and around New Orleans were left without electricity. Authorities say it could be days or even weeks before power is fully restored. The United Nations Environment Program said Algeria stopped selling leaded gasoline in July. Algeria was the last country to end its sale of leaded gasoline. This marks an official end of leaded gasoline use in cars. Wealthy countries began phasing out leaded gasoline in the 1970s due to health and environmental concerns. Some countries, however, did continue to sell it. The Environment Program at the United Nations began a final push to ban leaded gasoline in 2002, and it seems they've done their job. The top U.S. infectious disease expert told news network CNN on Sunday there could be up to 100,000 new COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. by the end of the year. He said the situation, while entirely predictable, is also entirely preventable. Those are the words of Dr. Anthony Fauci. He said the U.S. has the wherewithal to avoid the fulfillment of his prediction. He added the problem is the 80 million people in the country who have yet to get vaccinations. The European Union has recommended that its 27 nations reinstate restrictions on tourists from the United States because of rising coronavirus infections. The decision by the European Council to remove the U.S. from a safe list of countries for non-essential travel reverses the advice it dispersed in June. The bloc had recommended lifting restrictions on U.S. travelers before the summer tourism season. That guidance is non-binding, though, and U.S. travelers should expect a collection of different travel rules across the 27 members of the European Union as they make the travel plans. More on this and all the stories we're covering at our website, voanews.com. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.